Health officials are urging more people in Kent to come forward for antibiotics as authorities respond to a deadly meningitis outbreak. The UK Health Security Agency says anyone who visited the Chemistry nightclub in Canterbury on the 5th, 6th or 7th of March should seek treatment as a precaution. So far, 13 cases have been confirmed. Two students have died, including individuals linked to Queen Elizabeth's Grammar School and the University of Kent. Local MP Helen Whatteley described the situation as deeply worrying. She urged people to act quickly, saying early response is key to containing the outbreak. President Donald Trump has criticized what he called a lukewarm response from allies over efforts to secure the Strait of Hormuz. The vital waterway carries around one-fifth of global oil supplies. Several European leaders have expressed reluctance to escalate the situation by sending military support. Finland's president, Alexander Stubb, said he does not support increasing military involvement. Mr. Trump suggested that countries heavily dependent on oil imports, including China and Japan, should take greater responsibility. Israel says it is carrying out new strikes on Iran and Lebanon. Retaliatory attacks from Iran continue across the region. Missiles and drones have reportedly targeted the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. United Arab Emirates temporarily closed its airspace overnight in response to the escalating situation. Scotland, assisted dying vote. Scotland could become the first part of the UK to legalise assisted dying. Members of the Scottish Parliament are set to vote this evening on proposed legislation. MSPs will not be bound by party lines. The outcome is expected to be very close. Chancellor Rachel Reeves is expected to announce £2.5 billion in funding for quantum computing and artificial intelligence. In a speech in the City of London, she will set out plans to make the UK the fastest adopter of AI in the G7. She says the investment aims to keep technology businesses in Britain and strengthen partnerships between universities, industry, and government. Major providers of English language tests for UK visa applicants have warned that plans to move assessments online could be exploited by fraudsters. The Home Office is considering fully digital testing systems. Officials say they are seeking providers capable of meeting the highest levels of data security. Local authorities say they would need more than £8 million each just to maintain road networks at current standards. The Asphalt Industry Alliance described the situation as a national disgrace. While welcoming increased government investment, it warned that visible improvements could take years. The Department for Transport says progress is already being made, including a 15% rise in pothole prevention work last year. Mostly cloudy to start, with sunny spells developing across much of England and Wales this afternoon. Northwestern areas will remain windy and cloudy, with outbreaks of rain later. Highs of 15 degrees in London, 13 in Cardiff and Belfast, and 12 in Edinburgh. Cloudy this evening, with rain developing later. Temperatures around 11 degrees Celsius, with breezy conditions overnight. That's the news from Neckoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.
Le saviez-vous? Regarder des films et des séries peut aider à apprendre une langue plus vite. Oui, apprendre en se divertissant, c'est possible. Quand tu regardes une série dans une autre langue, tu entends les vraies conversations, les expressions naturelles et le rythme réel de la langue. Ce que tu n'apprends pas toujours dans les livres. Par exemple, tu peux commencer avec des sous-titres en français, puis passer progressivement aux sous-titres dans la langue originale. Ton cerveau associe les mots, les situations et les émotions. Et ça, c'est très puissant pour mémoriser. Astuce simple. Choisis une série que tu aimes déjà, regarde-la dans la langue que tu apprends et répète les phrases que tu entends. Conclusion. Plus tu prends du plaisir, plus tu apprends vite. C'était Le Saviez-vous ? À très bientôt pour une nouvelle astuce.